This episode is brought to you by Impossible Foods. When the world is telling you to eat less meat because it's bad for the environment and bad for your health, Impossible Foods wants you to eat more meat. Yes, that company that makes meat from plants, Impossible Foods. By creating delicious, nutrient-packed meat from plants that's better for the planet, Impossible lets you enjoy some of your favorite meaty products with a plant-based twist. Ground beef, home-style meatballs, sausage patties, and so much more. All made from plants. Check out ImpossibleFoods.com to see how you can help solve the meat problem with more meat. That's ImpossibleFoods.com.
Hello, welcome back to Diet Starts Tomorrow. I'm Sammy.
I'm Eileen.
And we are back.
That is where
right
we
now,
are.
Well, right now we're technically in Saspen.
We are in Saspen right
on
now.
On my batch.
On your batch.
Yeah. We're skiing.
Yes, hopefully very safely. Yes, I agree.
We clearly have the same thing on our minds. Yes. We're just not injuring ourselves.
Okay, so Sammy, tell us who we have here as a guest.
Okay, today we have Ashley Fern, aka Disco Inferno. Some of you may know her as that. She is the director of digital content and strategy at Betches. I can't believe I had to read her title off the paper.
I read my title off LinkedIn. Like when I tell people it, I copy and paste it from there.
Am I sure this is what I do? Okay, you might also know her because she runs the Betches Brides account. And if you're if you're submitting stories or asking questions, she's probably the one answering you. She also runs the newly launched Betches Travel account, which is thriving so far.
Thriving. Go follow it.
Go follow at Betches Travel. And
welcome.
She's a busy gal.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm excited to be here. A little nervous because I feel like DST is like you bare your soul.
That's where we are. Yeah.
Yeah. There's a special ritual that we do. Yeah. They don't know if the audience
doesn't
know.
Well, speaking of new special rituals, we have a few announcements that we need. Do you know how Sammy and I love announcements? Okay. So one big announcement is that we've rebranded the Betch Slapped podcast, which is really huge because that was our first podcast, but we're always evolving. We want to make changes for the positive, and we saw an opportunity here to make Betch Slapped even better. So it's now relaunched in 2020 as At Betches. So every week the podcast will have a rotation of different Betches employees, different Betches personalities, people you love, people you see on the Instagram, behind the scenes. Disco Inferno will be there. and it's all going to be about pop culture, shit that you see on TV, blah, blah, blah. So go subscribe right now at Betches. And also, the Bachelor podcast is back with Kay and Derek. And there's weekly recaps of the brand new season of The Bachelor. I'm actually watching it this year.
Same,
you are
same.
Too.
It's good.
I'm committed
it's
to watching it this year.
Me too. It's so much better when you don't have to think about it.
I haven't
and you can
watched
just watch.
In a while. And I stopped watching mid-Colton season because I was so over his whole storyline. And now I'm back. And so first of all, go read our recaps. Go listen to the podcast. We also just launched a new email newsletter for The Bachelor, and it's really fucking funny.
Called The Bachelor Breakdown.
The Bachelor Breakdown.
And it's not just like a copy of the recap. Like there's individual on its own funny shit
it's like
in there.
Opinions in there. They're really good. And opinions. One more thing. So we have a Bachelor Skinny Pop fantasy game, which is insanely cool. So you can join the fantasy game. It's not too late. It's amazing. Go eat your Skinny Pop. Drink some wine. Go watch The Bachelor with us. And
also, the fantasy game is not like a bracket, so it's not going to be just won by the people who read the spoilers. Every week you make new predictions, so it's an ongoing thing that you can actually interact with every week. And the predictions are like, how many times will Hannah Ann cry? How many times?
So
like,
good.
Will they fuck in a windmill? I don't know.
If you don't know where to go, just go on the Bachelor Instagram page. All the links and all of that is there.
And follow it.
Okay, wait. So back to Disc. Hi, Ashley.
Hi.
Okay, so we were talking about rituals before.
Indeed.
So we have a new ritual here. We're starting with a new guest, or just every week we're going to ask, maybe as a little icebreaker. Everybody loves icebreakers, right? what is the weirdest thing you do? Maybe regarding food, your serial killer trait, but around food.
Okay, so I do a lot of weird shit with food.
What do you do? What's the weirdest?
If you would ask my husband, he thinks that I am the 600-pound life inside of a smaller person. when I watch TV in bed, I put my, like, I'll have a bag of popcorn and I'll eat the popcorn, not from the bag. I'll like put it on my chest and like use that because it's a lot closer to my mouth.
Do you, what, like, what about dips and stuff? Like, if you have to dip something, do you put the popcorn dips in the chest? Oh. On the chest?
No, that's like usually next to me, like on our brand new white sheets that like Justin's probably put. And then like if he comes home and sees this, he's like, where is the tray? So we have like five trays and like if I have to use the tray.
Are you a bed eater? So you're a bed eater?
I'm a bed eater. There are crumbs everywhere. Like, we played like that newlywed game or whatever at the bridal shower, and it was like, if you could change one thing about the other person,
yeah,
his was crumbs.
Yeah, what's yours about
not
him?
The bed eating.
And mine to him was OCD.
Okay,
which I think go hand in hand, like, because I'm the slob.
Yeah. It's more so like, be chill with the crumbs.
Yeah, exactly.
He tells people like, I have two personalities. It's pig lady or twig lady.
I see that.
That's really funny.
And it's like, you know, before the wedding, he's like, oh, you were a twig lady. Like, you know, you're super conscious of this. But then when you're a pig lady, you're like, you are a bottomless pit. Like, you eat more than I do.
If you're ever feeling like pig lady, just call me.
Yeah.
We can, I know.
We could start chatting.
Like, my seamless order is not okay.
What is the weirdest thing you do, Sammy? Or like this week, or just in general?
It's definitely the fact that I like fully embrace eating dessert for dinner so that I can like save calories.
I did that the other day.
Like, I love it. The other night, like, I just, it was like, late, or no, it wasn't late. It was like early, and I was it wasn't late.
5
like,
p.m. No, I ordered a sundae.
It was Saturday or Friday night. It was Friday night, and I was just like, you know, I could eat dinner right now, but I'm not that hungry, and I don't actually want any like normal dinner things. I was like, I just want cookies from Levain.
So is that what you had for dinner?
So I had Levain cookies for dinner, and
you were satisfied.
Yeah, but here's the weird thing I did. I ordered a chocolate chip peanut butter and a walnut cookie, or the chocolate chip walnut. The chocolate chip walnut has way too many fucking walnuts.
Yeah.
It ruins it. If you don't get any cookie consistency because you're just constantly having to like
nuts
go through the walnuts. So the weird thing I did with that was that I literally just like licked out the nuts like by bite. Not the nuts. I like ate the chocolate pieces like bite by bite. And then I tried to dispose of all the nuts. But by the end of it, I could barely even consume any of the cookie because it was so covered in nuts, overrun by walnuts. But yeah, dessert for dinner.
Great. Okay,
what
mine
about you?
Mine is I could eat cream cheese by the tub.
So can Avi.
Easily. I fucking love whipped cream cheese. Like, it's almost like I can't have it in the house because I'll start eating it with my fingers.
Yeah, Avi does the same thing.
Yeah, it's really bad.
You also should get a bagel.
I look at my like app, I'm like, oh, not enough fiber, time for cream cheese, so I get my Gigi crackers. Like, it's an excuse. Okay, but the thing that happened to me this morning, which I felt really weird about, was, okay, I love French vanilla creamer. I just like love it.
Yeah,
in my
it's
coffee.
So good.
So I put a little in. This morning I opened a new thing and I opened it and I put it in my like coffee, but then I realized, oh, there was no safe seal on this bottle. I was like, someone is trying to murder me. So I immediately, I was like, what do I do? Like, what are the chances?
Did you start feeling poisoned?
I was like, what are the chances? I didn't drink yet. I poured it in my coffee and I was like, what are the chances there's ricin in here? I was like, okay, I'm throwing
Nydia.
I threw the whole
Nydia.
Bottle
oh,
out. I spilled the coffee out and I put it in the dishwasher. I'm like, I'm not even going to use this cup. Who knows about the... Who knows? And I was like, shit, now I don't have any French vanilla. I was so pissed off. But don't worry, I had a backup stash in my office. So
I would have done what you did.
You threw it out, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, like chemical warfare.
Yeah, where are
French vanilla creamer.
We're very important people. Obviously, people are out
shop
to get us
the
specifically. They knew where we were going to go.
Well, that's the weirdest thing. If you guys want to also submit the weirdest shit you do around food and stuff, I think this could be a really fun segment. We could do it on story. We
love
could do
it.
Wherever.
I
we can
love
submit
it. And who
it.
Knows what stuff like other people are doing.
I love hearing weird
more things.
I love to hear that you're a bed eater, to be honest, because
that's
it makes
the best place
me
to
feel
eat.
Normal.
What do you mean?
Like,
I got my shows, I got my pillows.
Because there's so many people who are so self-righteous about the fact, like, no, the bed is
no
your
Subway
like
clothes on the bed.
No, the bed is your like, what is it called? Like
sanctuary.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
the word.
Yeah, me too. Where I eat my food
yeah, exactly.
And I'm comfortable.
And so, like, I wake up and I'm like, fuck, a chocolate sandwich. Yeah. My pillow.
I'm not a bed eater, but not because yeah. like I'm not like righteous about my bed.
Yeah,
I just like prefer to eat on the couch.
Yeah, right.
I prefer to be on the couch generally.
Eat, like
the amount of sheets that like Justin has had to throw out because like there's ketchup everywhere.
Ew.
or like guacamole.
No, and I'm really like, go with your condiments.
Like, I try not to do condiments as much. It's more so the snacks.
You know what, Sam? You'll appreciate this, the spicy mayo. Because I will eat my avocado sushi rolls in the bed.
Okay. Wow.
Well, I'm sushi sick. In bed?
Speaking
it's
of
vegetable sushi.
Speaking right. of the things that you
either
eat.
Even if it were fish.
So this is why you're here.
I guess that's true.
We want to hear your story. Why are you the way that you are?
Why are you like this?
Well, I think people wanted you to come on because you're insanely fit.
Thank you. That's the nicest thing anyone can ever say.
You are insanely fit.
And so people wanted to know what you do.
Okay, but first of all, no one becomes
more
that
meets
way.
The eye.
Yeah.
No one becomes that way normally. You
right.
Don't, that
right.
just doesn't happen.
Unless you're like born like that.
Like Nicole. I meant like... Nicole and her six pack. I know.
No one
but no one like develops these habits out of like
the womb.
Yeah.
Right.
So wait, so why don't you tell us like, because I know we were talking before about what, mm-hmm. like, what we could talk about and you had like a lot of things to say about your childhood. I mean, like, don't we all? So what was like the house like when you were growing up? Where are you from? What's the deal?
Okay. So I was born in Long Island. I had a younger brother, a mom, a dad. My dad was always a vegetarian. My brother has Asperger's. So, and this was like, he was born in 1993. So like, it wasn't as prevalent as it is now.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like a lot of trial and error with the diet. So like a lot of the attention like from my mom was like on him and like his diet and like my dad vegetarian. Like I was like,
why was your dad a vegetarian?
Him and his twin brother actually are vegetarians. They... They don't like to eat anything that's had a mother, is okay. how they put it.
So it's like ethical.
Yeah.
Interesting.
It like freaks them out. It's not like...
Does an egg... Well, no, he's not vegan. He's vegetarian. Okay.
I don't know if he actually eats eggs.
Do eggs have mothers?
Yes, the chicken.
They do.
True. Or the egg.
They're like a weird space. They're a gray space, okay. I would say.
Yeah. Okay.
So like growing up, I like was always aware of like food. It was always like... It wasn't just like an ignore thing. It was like a very central part of the household.
Okay.
And then when I was 13, my dad got in a really bad car accident when he was paralyzed. And we were in New York and he was told he could never walk again. And he was like super like active. Like he coached all my sports teams. Like I played like every single sport under the sun, which also kind of was the dynamic in the household because my brother was kind of like my mom's project. So like naturally, like I cling to my dad and like I was like the athlete.
Okay.
Which is like,
did he make you do like all of the sports or did you want to do
like
the sports?
Forced. I was like, I saw him being active. I thought like that was like fun. He was always social. He had a lot of friends. Like right. I want to do what he does. It's like a way to be close to my dad.
Mm-hmm.
We actually had a very similar dynamic down to like the year of the births.
Really?
Siblings. Yeah. With the same thing, like my brother was my mom's project. I guess I was my dad's project because he was obsessed with me getting into like an Ivy League school and the project came to fruition. So it's interesting.
It's just Cornell.
Right. I know.
I went to Penn State.
That was, like,
so that
was
is
like
obsessed.
The
Ivy
well, that
to
wasn't
me.
His project.
Just kidding.
You know, your yeah. project was, you know, being fit.
I'm making
so.
Fun of myself.
No, but that is interesting. The differences
yeah.
I'm like.
So like I always grew dynamics. Up playing sports. It was like a fun way to be connected with my dad. So then when he got hurt when I was 13, that was obviously like the most traumatic part of like all of our lives.
Right.
So he was in the hospital for 4 months in New York and then he ended up, he was like, I don't accept this. Like, I'm going to walk. Like, this is bullshit. He was like 40 years old. And so his doctor said, you know, there's this place called like the Miami Project in obviously Miami. I believe it was Gloria Estefan went there and she was told she can never walk again. And then she she learned how to walk. She went to this therapy place. My dad's like, all right, I'm going to go down there with an aide and go for a year, see what I could do. And if it's worth it, then we'll all move. Because like I was in eighth grade when it happened. I was going into ninth grade. And so I went to Jericho High School and he like that's like a very good school. And he wanted that on my college applications.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
As like an additional part of obviously all the other stuff. He's like, I don't want to pull you out of your school. I want this on your thing because like Florida schools are terrible. They are public schools. They're not great. So then
and Jericho's like the best.
Yeah. It has a really good school reputation. So after a year, he got I was actually with him in the hospital when I like saw him move his toes. And I was like, oh my God, your toes.
Yeah.
And so like that's a huge sign. And so he that really motivated him. So he went down there. He did he went to physical therapy like 4 times a week, like like super famous place. Like Colin Farrell was there with him, like famous athletes. Like this was like the spot to go. And so he was able to, so he moves his arms. He now can walk with a walker.
Wow, that's amazing.
Which is like insane. He walked me down the aisle at my wedding.
Yeah.
We've seen the pics.
I know.
And he's also been on Betches Brides, and he's a great guest. So like you guys should
go listen to that.
Even if you're not a bride, he talked about saving money.
Yeah.
Which is helpful for anyone.
So he's really funny because he's like, yeah, my body might be fucked up, but my mind is sharp. And he is so smart. Like he's so smart. So when that happened, like I already had like a strained relationship with my mom. She was like hypercritical of food. Anything I ate was like a conversation. Like even if it wasn't a conversation, it was like a comment on. So like that's kind of
like what? Like what do you remember?
Like if I would go eat a bagel, like it would be 20-minute like, why are you eating this? It's really bad for you. Like, how could you eat that? And I'm like, I weighed 100 pounds. I'm like 14 or whatever, like the normal weight.
You're
is
a teenager.
For a 14-year-old.
Yeah, you need to
and
still
also,
keep
like,
growing.
And also, like, hearing those things is kind of like always in your mind. So, oh, another thing was like, you can never eat the bun on like your hamburger.
Okay. Yeah, like the standard shit moms did back in the night, like
and
the
it's
2000s
funny and 90s. Like, a couple years ago, I was out with a bunch of friends. I ordered a veggie burger. I took the bun off. I put it on the side. Like, I don't think of it. And like the two girls, are like, what are you doing? I'm like,
right.
I'm like, I'm not eating that. And they're like, why? And I was like, because it's bad for you. What do you mean?
Yeah.
It's, right.
It's like the empty calories is what they like.
That's,
call it.
I remember that those
term.
Like
empty calories.
So very common 90s. Empty calories. Yeah.
2000s term.
Yeah. So like as like the
good
years
carbs.
Went on. Like, obviously, the stuff was my brother progressed. I was closer with my dad. My dad got hurt. And, like, at that point, I was like, oh, my God, am I going to be, like, stuck with this woman for the rest of my life? Like, on my dad, like, because he thought he was going to die before he went into the surgery. Mm-hmm. Like, I came home from, like, I had to be taken home from camp, brought to the hospital. And
what was the surgery for, like?
He broke, like, all of the vertebrae in his neck.
But was this, like, before his 4 months in the?
This was, he got, like, rushed to the hospital.
And then he had
and he had to have this like life saving surgery. So they brought us there to be like, all right, these are like your last words to your dad. And I was like, if you leave me, I will come and find you and I will kill you again. Like, do not leave me with these people. I swear.
I know that feeling.
And then like he came out and he was fine. I was like, because you know what? Like, I as horrible as this is, like I feel really grateful. Like I'm at the age where a lot of my friends' parents are like sadly passing away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like obviously, like my dad, I'm sure like suffered with depression through this. Like you're.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Right. And like, I'm just like so grateful he was here because like a lot of people don't even have one parent. So like I throughout this whole thing, I was like still pretty positive that like at least I have that. I'm really close with my grandma, who's like basically my mom, as anyone who like follows me sees. I'm always with her.
Grandma's the best.
Yeah.
A good grandma
like, is
the greatest.
Yeah. So she like half walked me down the aisle and then like brought me to my dad.
Sweet.
Yeah. It was like,
that's cute.
This episode is brought to you by Azo. The Azo brand wants the world to stop treating women's health like a dirty word. Because the reality is, UTIs, yeast infections, and bladder control issues are common among women. But dealing with them is an uncommon act that many women are skittish about due to judgment, shame, and inaction. The Azo brand offers probiotics, prebiotics, and vaginal suppositories that help keep your vaginal health in check every day. Like Azo Complete Feminine Balance, designed with a clinically studied probiotic blend that helps restore natural balance of good bacteria. Also, Azo Boric Acid suppositories support and help with vaginal odor control. And Azo Dual Protection provides extra protection from the common cycle of urinary and vaginal issues. Everyday things like stress, your cycle, sex, and certain medications like antibiotics or the pill can disrupt your vaginal microbiome, allowing unfriendly bacteria to impact pH or extra yeast to grow. Guys, you shouldn't feel ashamed. Azo's got you covered. I'm a big fan of Azo. I actually keep it in my bathroom now because the last thing you want to do when you have a UTI is to run out to the pharmacy. So keep it stocked at home like I do and you never have to worry about it. I cannot recommend it enough. And you can save 20% now with promo code BETCHES on AZOPRODUCTS.com. Don't know which product you need? Take the quiz to learn more.
Did your dad being vegetarian affect your like eating habits, or was it always like your mom's critical thing?
It it was like a culmination of things. I always knew at some point I was going to become a vegetarian. So once
you're like, a vegetarian right now.
Yeah. Okay. And like I'll cheat like once or twice and eat like shrimp or scallops if like I want it, or I'm at a really good restaurant, or I'm just starving.
I don't think shrimp have a mom. It's fine.
Like, I mean, yeah.
Like if the thing isn't presented to me with a face, you know, like when you get the whole fish, like that, no.
Yeah. My mom like loves that.
She loves the shrimp eyes.
No, she loves like the face of the fish. Yeah, she's like, give me the cheeks.
Like I can't look at them. She wants to eat the face.
No, like the, she wants to parts see the of face. The face that are, you know, cheeks are chubby. So
yeah. Like, oh my God, it's like probably one of the good
even fish. It's even really fish good. Are trying to get Kybella.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
But anyway, okay, so.
So like I knew all these like food things were like options. And then when we moved down to Florida, which like now in hindsight, I probably feel like was some form of anxiety. But like I got really sick. Like my stomach was like not okay. Like I would miss school. I would be like on the floor in cramps. Like we didn't know what it was. Like obviously like every other, you know,
like sick, like you had temperatures or no, you were like just like
bathroom stomach oh, it
probably
issues
was like an adjustment
right thing. But at that time, like where not everyone has anxiety and like stomach problems, you know, like even like 5-10 years ago, right. Like it's not like a thing. So I was like lactose intolerant. I had to do like those like food diets of like elimination. They thought I had Crohn's, they thought I had celiac, they could I like tested negative for all of that. They wanted to like take out my gallbladder at one point. And then
what the hell? How did you save that?
Well, then they were like, we want to do exploratory surgery where basically we're just like going to cut open your stomach, like look around and see if we can like see things. And I was like, no. Oh like God. We live in Florida. I would like to wear a bathing suit for the rest of my life and like not have scars all over.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were going to say we live in Florida. I don't trust any of you doctors.
That's what I thought. That is also the other part. But I wasn't going
to.
I wasn't
going to
keep throwing Florida under
didn't
the
know
bus
that at the time.
Right. I just knew
guys,
the schools.
They have Disney.
I thought Florida was like, and when I convinced my mom to move there, I thought like Florida was like, it's like a top state, like they have Miami.
No, it's a weird ass place.
But since everything she's but, been there, and she tells me like what it's like. It's just no.
It's like a bubble.
It's warm though.
So I was like, you know what? I'm not gonna do this. I'm gonna like completely just change my diet. So I read Skinny Bitch.
Oh, I read that.
Is that Bethany?
No,
it's like a rando, and it's just like if you want to be scared out of eating things, like this is it.
It's like the okay. You already have said all the things in the book
written,
to yourself.
If this was written now, I don't think it could be published.
No, it wouldn't be. I had it in like freshman year of college when I was giving myself.
Well, I don't want to like promote that, but like
No. It's like it's literally basically a every disordered eating thought you've ever had is like in this book.
Okay.
So basically I was like, I knew I wanted to change my diet, but like I didn't know if like I had the willpower to do it. So I read this book. I became a vegan from like the end of senior year of high school until I went abroad my junior spring semester in college.
Is that what she says in the book, to be vegan?
No.
I just was like scared from like all that. Like she was putting in perspective like what dairy does and like what meat really comes from. And like I knew about vegetarianism from my
food
dad.
Fear. Okay.
Yeah. So
food fear and also like, it literally the premise of the book is like just don't eat, kind of.
Right.
Okay. Tomiko hand rolls. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Eat air and lettuce.
Yeah. Okay.
So because I was like, I need like, so whatever. I turned vegan.
Yeah.
And then like in, so apparently it's like 30 days for your taste buds to change and like your cravings go away, which I really do believe.
Mm-hmm.
And so I did that. I went vegan. My stomach was night and day. I stopped having like all stomach issues. Like, immediately. So I did it for 3 years, and like apparently like you can grow out of being lactose intolerant. So
you can
I
also grow into it too. Yeah.
Yeah. So when I went abroad, I went to Rome because like I was a vegetarian. I wasn't gonna go to Barcelona. I can't eat anything there. So I went to Rome, but like people, when you order at Italian restaurants, they like don't make changes.
No.
And they get like super offended if you're like, hey, can you hold the cheese?
Yeah.
So everything still had cheese, and I was like, you know what? I live in Italy. I'm going to try cheese, like because it wasn't like a moral thing. It was more like a health thing. And right. So I like slowly integrated cheese back into my diet, and I was fine.
Also, the cheese there is like probably not as processed
it's
as the
processed.
Cheese.
Exactly. Yeah. So it was like the perfect way to like wean into like normalcy.
Yeah.
And so then I started just becoming a vegetarian, and I've like held on to that since. So I started when I was 17, and I'm turning 30
have
in
you
February.
Eaten meat? Like, have you had chicken?
No.
Freak you out?
Yes.
Okay.
And I can't eat like the fake chicken that like when
soy
we tried
chicken?
The Impossible Burger on the story, I was like, this is like too authentic.
What about the Hooters much wings like the other day that we had?
I ate half of one, and like I really liked the sauce and the breading, but then when I looked at the inside, I was like, I can't.
You know what I had the other day? I bought the high protein veggie burgers from Trader Joe's. They're really like pretty good.
Dr. Prager's?
Are they?
That's my line.
Are they crispy? I agree. Dr. Prager's is the only one that crisps appropriately.
It's all about how you make it.
Yeah, but like,
it's like I microwaved it and it was disgusting, and then I put it on a pan and it crisped.
I need it like hard. I need it like,
okay. You know, well, yeah. But no. It's Trader Joe's brand. It's because that's all they have there. Really, it's high protein though. Like it's much more protein than Prager's.
Prager's is good though.
I like Prager's because my food shaped as dinosaurs and stars. And Justin's like, you are a 5-year-old. Wait, and that looks like dog food. Yeah, I eat those. Kale,
I hear
puffs,
those are good.
Spinach, littles.
The carrot puffs too.
Oh, really kale have, and spinach.
Yeah.
Have you ever patties. Thought, yeah. like, have you ever, so all of your food kind of like changes were about like healing your stomach. Mm-hmm. It was never about weight loss or anything like that though.
No.
Okay. So
that was a nice side effect because I played sports like my whole life.
Yeah.
And like you tend to get really muscularly. And the first thing I noticed were like my thighs like shrunk. Not that I have like super skinny thighs by any means, but like they were like big, like athlete legs. You know what I mean? And like they kind of like
went down
from cutting out meat and dairy.
But like, do you eat? How did you know if you were having enough protein and all that? Like, did you make
egg whites every single day. I ate tofu, protein shakes. So it was really funny because my brother, like, more autism side effects. Like, he had trouble gaining weight. He had trouble, like, growing.
Yeah.
So, like, he was drinking the gaining weight protein shakes. And I was eating, like, the
sugar-free ones.
The maintain your weight thing. So we're, like, in the kitchen with, like, all our insane dietary restrictions
in
the house.
That's really funny.
So, like, food really, like, always played a part where, like, to this day, like, I'm super conscious of, like, everything I eat. And I don't just, like, eat aimlessly, which was, like, a big thing. Like, I'm a big snacker, but, like, I can eat snacks for, like, a meal or dessert.
Yeah.
But I, like, really cut out the, like a chocolate here or, like, something there, which I think is imprinted in my mind as those empty calories.
So do you feel like you have, like, a medium relationship with food?
Like, I feel medium to, like, I know certain things I do now are, like, completely abnormal. Like, if I ate, like, a piece of chocolate, I would think about eating that and, like, feel guilty about that.
Okay.
Do you think that's, like, a mom thing that got implanted in?
100%.
Okay.
Do you want to, like, be able to get over it?
Yeah. I feel like I've figured out, like, the healthy relationship with food. Like, now when I work out all the time, it's more about, like, feeling strong and, like, mental clarity, or like, to me, like, that's someone yelling in my face telling me to do burpees to me is meditating because like my brain is turned off and I don't have to think.
Right. Or maybe
what
you
do you think
like
about when you work out?
Nothing.
You don't think like, when is this
well,
shit
I think
over?
I want to die. And like, am I gonna have to wash my hair after this? I was like hoping I didn't, but like, I'm not like thinking of like work. I'm not thinking of like a family problem. I'm not like anxious. Uh-huh. And then I feel really accomplished, so I feel like better.
You know what I have a theory about now that you're talking is that the reason like changing your diet to vegan probably had a lot to do with the fact that you like took control of yourself. Like when you had to move to Florida, it was like out of your control. Uh-huh. Everything was like you
and
had to
young.
Move from your friends. You're young.
Like I was 14.
And you don't know how to identify your own uh-huh. problems. So like when you took control of what you were like to make yourself healthier, make yourself feel better, probably curbed a lot of anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
But that's cool. It's like a good message to send to people.
Yeah.
Okay, so then fast forward, where are you now, or where were you like in college, like because you left that environment?
Yeah, so I really like took those tendencies with me. Like I maintained being a vegetarian. Like I was a vegan for half of college. Now I'm more like I'll have like shrimp here and there.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's never like, this sounds so bad, but I'm not like save the animals, like my wearing leather shoes.
It's not an ethical,
you know what
thing.
I mean?
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
more like it weirds me out.
Yeah, a lot of people say that.
Like, I
see
why
it makes me feel weird eating an animal. So, like, I guess that is kind of like,
yeah,
being sensitive,
yeah,
to eating things that were alive. But it just like is weird to me.
Okay,
but I'm never uncomfortable by what other people eat, and I would never comment on something anyone eats. And like,
yeah,
like my biggest fear is like if I did have a daughter, like having her have that mental like thing with food for her life, because I think that is the worst thing you can pass on to a child. Like, I have a lot of friends who I see their relationships with their mom or their siblings and like their health habits, and like I see my friends and things they do and I'm like, this is from your mom, and they know it's from their mom.
Yeah.
And what's different about me, and like I don't suggest this for most people because everyone has different situations, I haven't talked to my mom in 10 years. The food thing was just a part of it. The handling of my dad with the accident was another part. Mm-hmm. I felt like very unsupported. I was like kind of left on my own. Mm-hmm. My dad's like clearly my best friend. I think that like his accident really was like, that was the biggest thing of the family. And like, mm-hmm. you can't be selfish at that point. Like all your efforts have to be like empowering him, motivating him. Like, yes, I understand accidents, they happen to everyone else, but like your job as their family is supposed to be like 100% support, and like your shit is yeah. put aside. And like for me to recognize that at 14 years old, and then like my other caregiver to like, I felt like I wasn't getting that support, and I was mm-hmm. kind of like what was being like things were taking out on like mentally, emotionally, because like couldn't lean on like my brother, obviously, who like doesn't have the mental capacity to understand what's going on. And like I was pretty normal, like I moved from, well, also like people are like, wasn't it hard to move from one school to another? And I was like, I moved from Long Island, I could face anything. Like I made friends real quick, and like people are like, wow, like I was like, because I played sports too, and that's yeah. how you meet people. And I was like pretty friendly, because like once you hang out with like Long Island people, like you can tackle the world.
That's true.
And people in Florida aren't like, what Prada bag am I bringing to work today, when you have braces? Yeah. Like no kid with braces should have a fucking Prada bag.
Right.
But like that is survival of like, the fittest.
I have frightening like memories of middle school right
I
now.
I begged for like a Prada makeup bag, like this
the nylon
big.
One.
Yes, I remember getting
big,
bullied.
That I put my pens in it.
I remember getting bullied for like not having a designer bag the first day of middle school, and so yeah. I like begged my.
What did they say?
It's just like, how do you not have that bag? We all have this bag, like that Kate Spade messenger yeah. bag, like
yes,
the messenger bag or the one
or
that
the
people
backpack.
Wore
the backpack.
No, the one people wore to bar mitzvahs that yeah, was like the, over the shoulder.
The little envelope.
That was the Coach one.
No. There was a Kate
Wait,
Spade.
Wait, I have a significant memory of like my mom would never buy me like either the Kate Spade. Would never buy me any of those things.
Same.
So I always had yeah, like the same. Nine West version of them, and I remember getting like I know who the girl is still because we went to high school all the way through. She like called me out in the front of the class, like, is that Nine West alien? Like, yeah, my mom got it.
Which is so fucked
up. It was
up.
A fucking pencil case.
Yeah. No, I would like, I would have to like mount a campaign in my home for like weeks to months to be able to get something like
so
that.
So the difference, so I person, did that campaign.
I hope.
And I was never like given those things. So I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm shoveling snow. I was 13 years old. I will never forget this. In Long Island, I live in a gated community. I shoveled snow. I washed cars and I walked dogs. And I bought myself, or like 14, whatever. And I walked in seventh grade on the first day with my own Prada messenger bag that I bought on like a resale site.
Was it worth it?
Yes, it was worth it because I earned my own cash money.
I think
and
that's
honestly,
the part that was worth
that
it.
That really instilled like a hustler mentality into me. And like I always worked since. So, and also in Florida, like you can get your license a year earlier if you have a job.
Oh.
So I worked in
that's
a movie.
That's an incentive to get a job.
I worked in a movie theater. I worked at the concession stand and I gave the tickets with my best friend.
Nice.
Yeah, I worked at a tanning salon. I spray tanned people.
You can spray tan people?
Yeah, I was a note taker all through college. I was a Greek life social checker in college.
What's a social checker?
Like I would go to the frats to make sure like they were in compliance.
That's so funny. I can imagine. Could you imagine her totally walking imagine into the
with a fucking clipboard?
Yeah. Well, the thing is like, so like.
And they're all trying to like hook up with her.
Well, the funniest part was like my really good friend, the wedding I just went to in Palm Springs, she was also a social checker and she was in like the other good sorority, and we wouldn't tell the guys and you could pick your route. So like it was like all nerdy girls and then like us. So we're like, let's pick like the frat, like our friend frat, and then like you'd have a social at the end of it. So we would drive my car and we would park in like one of the frat parking lots, so then like we could just take it later, and we wouldn't tell them, and we would knock on the door with like our clipboard and they would be like, you know, like about face, like, oh my god, the social checkers are here. They open their like, it's fucking Fern and Becca, like, all right guys, like let's take shots. So like we would take shots during the social thing, we'd like hang out with them, we like make our rounds, and then like we'd go to our own so like it was fun.
That is so funny.
I paid $50 like a day cash in college. That was my gas money for like 2 months.
That's amazing.
Wow. That is like
hustler.
Yeah.
So like I feel like that's why like I work really hard, like I so like you know
you felt like from a young age that you needed to take care of yourself,
right? And also like yeah. now I so they, like, now Justin and I are married. It's like, where do you want to live? I was like, we are never moving to Long Island ever. I will never expose my child to that.
I agree. Because
on twofold, one, I think that's like an unhealthy environment.
And it's gotten worse.
And two, I don't want to buy you the Prada bag to prepare you for like the social warfare. But if I, because like you need it to not get bullied, but then also you're going to turn into a spoiled asshole.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to take you somewhere else.
It's like, do you want them to kind of suffer early or later? Like, do you suffer like by kind of being like the odd one out who doesn't have what everyone has? Or do you suffer like later when you're kind of like a shithead?
Right. I mean, I just was like, suffer.
I'm not saying that everyone, who had all these things like, turned into a shithead, but like.
I mean, every place that you could possibly move always has something, like some sacrifice that you have to like make in terms of the child rearing. Mm-hmm. So.
But I feel like I was like, suffer. And then I was more able to identify like toxic relationships.
Yeah.
Or like things that weren't serving me in life or like situations. Like I really rarely fight with my friends. Like when I hear, like when my friends tell me about fights they have with like their college friends or roommate or whatever, I'm like, I can't relate. I don't understand. Like I got into a fight with a friend like recently and I was like, I don't know what to do. I was just like, I keep apologizing. This is a situation. Like, can we move forward? Why are we talking in circles? Like, this isn't productive. Like, let's find a solution. Also, do you know what's going on in the world? This is so stupid. Right. So I feel like I have like a good perspective of things and like a lot of stuff. Like I relate back to my dad. So like if something's happening, I'm like, do you know what your life could be like?
Right.
Yeah.
So like the workout habits I really did feel like came from my dad. Like he was super active. He would work like normal hours, come home, take me to basketball practice. He would run a few miles, play tennis on the weekend, play golf. Yeah. Like he did shit. And I was like, wow, this is so healthy. Like he's always happy. He's in a good mood. This is fun. And then like, it's competitive. It's fun. Like Aileen, you're so competitive. Like it's fun to be competitive.
It's so fun.
So now I also. Winning.
I don't experience that.
Oh.
I think it's so unfun to be competitive. Even when I went, I'm like. Eh.
Oh my God. I went. No, I love Rusty winning. And I went to go play pool the other day and I was just like getting so mad losing and I was like, I just love to win. Like I can't like help it. Like I mean,
I can't play tennis because of like that and I find it incredibly unpleasant.
Well, it's up to you. Yeah. It's your path. Well, no, just find a partner who like wants, you know, like whatever, like wants to compete with me. So like, and it's fun. Right. Like, and I'm not a sore loser.
Yeah. And I'm not like mean about it. It's more like fun. Like, it's just what's fun. Your score? What's your score? Yeah. It's like keeps you motivated.
Yeah, totally.
Warmer weather is finally back. After so many cold months, it's nice to get outside and soak up the sun, but the springtime always brings those unwanted guests, pollen and seasonal allergies. April showers bring spring flowers and sniffly noses and stuffed up sinuses. Luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples. I suffer from seasonal allergies. I just had them hit the other day. I couldn't breathe through my nose at all. And I popped a Claritin and it was like night and day. I'm a huge fan of Claritin. I use it on the regular and it always helps when we're making that transition from winter to spring, which is when my allergies flare up. Mainly, it's my sinuses that get so clogged and the Claritin just clears it right up. Designed for serious allergy sufferers, Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better. This double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy throat and nose, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. Ready to live your life as if you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed. This episode is brought to you by Nuuly. Have you ever felt that fast fashion ick, but can't always find the super high-end stuff? I have a solution for you, Nuuly. Nuuly has everything you need to bring your closet up to speed for this season without breaking the bank. Free your closet of impulse purchases and skip the buyer's remorse by renting instead. Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service. For just $98 a month, you get your choice of any 6 styles each month. Access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands. There are no fees, late fees, damage fees, or fees to pause or cancel. They also have inclusive sizing up to 5X as well as petite and maternity. And you always have the option to buy what you love. I love Nuuly. I've rented so many cute things from there, and I've even made a few purchases from there. And
They're always spot on. They have so many brands that I honestly could never afford in real life, so it's great to be able to rent them. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any six styles, but right now, you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code DST20. Just go to Nuuly, that's Nuuly.com, and enter the code DST20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's Nuuly.com, Nuuly with two U's, with code DST20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes.
Okay, so we had a lot of people submit questions for you because, like, I mean, you're the voice, face of Betches Brides. And so a lot of people ask a lot of wedding questions, but I think that we should do... Maybe we'll do maybe some wedding questions, but mostly I think like a lot of people ask about like your relationship with food, which we talked about, like what do you eat? Especially because people are interested in like what is it like to be a vegetarian? Like what do you eat from somebody who has been one for a very long time? Okay, so I guess first one, like so what do you eat in a typical day as a vegetarian? Say you're not cheating.
Okay, which is most of the time. Okay, yeah, so this morning I went to breakfast with Sammy and some clients and... I had egg whites with cheese in them and broccoli, and then the table.
Eggs are vegetarian.
Yeah, they're just not vegan.
Yeah.
Ah. Okay.
And we went to ABCV.
Yeah, we did go to ABCV. Oh,
their cauliflower.
They don't have. They don't have it for breakfast. Morning. I made that comment.
Fucked up.
We tried.
I literally said that. I was like, I wish I could see that freaking cauliflower.
You should be able to. They know. Vegetables.
So there were four of us, and then for the table we split like an acai bowl with fruit, avocado toast, and like fingerling potatoes. Yeah. So okay. I had like a few of the potatoes. I had like a couple scoops of the acai. I had a quarter of a piece of the avocado toast, and then I ate my whole egg.
Let's say you didn't have a client meeting. What would you have for breakfast? Like normal day, you're going from home to work.
Honestly, I don't eat breakfast.
Okay, which that's fine.
Which is that bad advice?
No,
no. Oh, okay. Some people don't.
I didn't eat breakfast today.
So I eat like I start like eating at lunch.
Yeah.
I'll have for lunch. I'll either have like a large soup with like. Fruit or like vegetables on the side, or I'll have a salad. Like I rarely, unless I'm very hungover, which I try never to be hungover during the work week because that is the worst.
So miserable.
And the amount of people who talk to me.
What do you put in your salad?
I actually meal prepped for the first time this weekend, brought my own lunch 3 days this week, and I made a salad, and it was lettuce, artichokes, chickpeas, hearts of palm, avocado. Peppers and vegan Caesar dressing from Trader Joe's, from Whole Foods.
Delicious. That sounds healthy. That sounds really good. Okay, and then like, what do you snack on? I always see you with those little chippy things.
Okay, so they're like these soy teriyaki crisps from Trader Joe's, and I eat them with garlic hummus because the serving size, ready for this, are 38 pieces.
What about
you're a bites girl like us?
What about the hummus though?
I think we were on a call while I was eating that yesterday and I ate half the container, which is like fine because I then had like a large soup and like that's not like the most nutritious of a lunch, but like it was filling and I'm a big snacker and I love chips and guac and the serving size on chips in like a tortilla chip bag is like 10 chips. And who eats 10 chips in this?
Yeah,
serving?
No one.
It's terrible.
But still, even like eating a half a container of hummus, like the containers aren't that big and hummus is made of chickpeas.
Right. So to me, like that's healthy.
Also, I sort of have this like irrational belief that anything that's not like a solid food that you have to chew, like just kind of goes through by water.
Theory.
I know.
Like many dietitians on this podcast have disproven.
Liquid calories are calories.
I know that it's like completely
false. Is this from Skinny Bitch?
I know. No, I know that it's from our brain. But just, I just have this belief that because it's not like solid, like it has an easier time going through and it just doesn't count as much.
That's why I drink wine.
Yeah.
I don't believe that about alcohol. I don't have the same belief about alcohol though. It's more about like it's more about like dressings or ice cream or like a smoothie.
Okay, yeah. So you have your snack. Dinner, another snack you would eat though at
chips
work?
And at work. I do skinny apples pop. And skinny pop. I do apples and almond butter. Because when I was working out at the Live Method, I would like go there and be like super lethargic and like I hate picking up heavy shit and he always makes me do it. And
you can't do that shit without energy.
So he told me that I have to eat an apple the hour before I train. So I started doing that more.
Yeah.
And then when I go home, I'll eat like an avocado cucumber roll, a salad, soup. And then I'll like, Justin and I are like huge snackers and like the few months before the wedding, I was like, there is no more candy in this house. Because we would eat candy in bed, and like eating in bed is like the worst time to eat.
Cause what kind of candy?
My favorite are like the sour belt, sour straws.
Okay, so like real candy.
Yeah.
Candy.
Anything sour.
Okay. So do you have a sweet tooth?
I try not to because like sugar like is addictive. So like if I
here's the thing like, you out, can't try not to have a sweet. You either have one or you do not have
well,
one.
Well, I can't have it in the house.
I don't think she has one because she's saying that she sour, sour is her favorite candy.
Yeah, and I don't eat like
I never eat sour anything.
I'm not interested.
Not a sweet tooth.
No, it's sour.
Sour.
Oh. You're really sweet, the sugar that's on that is coming as like a secondary taste.
Totally.
That's why I'm not really interested in it.
I'd rather just lick off the sugar and then throw the tape away.
Then I don't have a sweet tooth.
You don't. That's probably helpful in your life.
Because I have like classical conditioning from like traumatic childhood things. Like, you don't eat dessert.
Yeah. No, 100%.
Like, I didn't eat birthday cake.
Why do I have such a sweet tooth? Because I was conditioned to have
one. That sounds like fear of food. A little bit. Fear of sugar.
If you ask my grandma, she'll tell you she's been on a diet since she was 13 years old. You should have her on the podcast. She's hilarious. I slept over at her house the day before the wedding, and I look in it, and all she has is Jarlsberg cheese and Yasa crackers.
Sounds like your mom.
And because she's like, I can't have food in my fridge, I'll eat it all. And like, I don't have one thing in my fridge. I have nothing in my cabinet.
That's why I can't buy cream cheese.
So funny.
Okay.
We'll order crepes for delivery, which have like caramel and fruit, which is a big one. Sometimes we'll get gelato
from
delivered.
From your local creperie?
And then when they close down, we're pissed.
Oh.
We found a creperie yesterday on 82nd on Columbus.
Wow.
We
stood outside the window because we got dessert after dinner last night, and we're staring out the window. I'm like, can we just read the menu?
Do you ever cook dinner?
Yes, I make Dr. Prager's in my convection oven.
Okay.
So you prepare dinner.
Does Justin make his own?
He cooks steak and like manly things.
Oh, so there's like food. There's like meat in your house.
Yeah, but like I don't eat it. So.
You just don't care. It doesn't bother you.
It has to be put in the drawer.
Like in the refrigerator?
No, like you know how the drawer is the produce drawer?
Oh, yeah. In the refrigerator.
Yeah, it can't be on the shelf.
Will you cook something on something that meat's been cooked on?
No.
No.
I have my own pan.
So you're kosher.
Okay. Yeah, you're kosher.
We call it the essence. I'm like, I can't have meat essence on
that
it.
That is a kosher thing.
Yeah.
That's literally what it's based on. I have a question. Really, so you are a very socially active person. You're like always out like every night. How are you managing like the drinking and the eating?
That was
that comes
a question
that
came up a lot. How do you drink? What do you drink? How often do you drink?
How are you managing level of activity?
Like,
and,
you
like,
know when like
what do you get when you get drunk? How do you get?
I get fun. No, I'm just kidding. You know how like everyone fluctuates and like it's taken a while to accept like a lot of it is water weight and it's bloat and like it's taken a while to accept like, you know, like when I went on vacation, I drank and ate whatever I wanted for 8 days in a row. I came back. I felt like shit.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
On that trip. Yeah. But like I wasn't beating myself up as bad as like I have in the past and feeling guilty. It's like I'm on vacation. You're supposed, like, this is part of living. I was still working out while I was, you know, doing this other stuff.
Right. You ventured to a gym in Bali.
I did go to, I was actually talking about the Florida trip, but I did go to a workout class in Bali. I went to one bar class. But I think one of the biggest things, like, when you're eating bad or like, you're not happy with the way you look or you feel, like, going to the gym is very hard.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's a lot. It sounds so stupid, but going to the gym when you are, like, fit or, like, thin or you feel good is easier.
Totally. Because you like to feel your body.
Right.
Like,
and you don't want to look at it in the mirror.
That's so
whereas
true.
I remember we used to talk about this, like, going after a weekend of, like, eating, like, shit and, like, going to, like, a workout class like Barry's and you're running and you just feel
the
your body
layer.
Moving, like, mm-hmm. on
Molasses.
Delay after you.
Yeah. Right. Like, you're
it's
right.
like you're going and then your body yeah. follows.
Yeah. The extra
it's
weight like, is, like,
it's a delay.
And it's heavy.
Yeah.
So, actually working out during the time where I know I'm not even going to see the results while this is happening, but like muscle memory, it makes you feel a little bit
totally.
Better. Whoever says they work out just to work out and not to eat more is a liar. I solely work out to eat.
Yeah.
But I'm never like, oh my God, I ate bad. I need to go to the gym 3 times today.
But so what about the drinking though? So how
drinking?
So, yeah, like going
out.
How much do you drink?
I love like.
And the chips and guac that inevitably come with that kind of social life. Like the social life you're leading is a chips and guac social life.
Well, that's my favorite food. If I can only eat one thing the rest of my life,
chips and guac. You know, like it's a different life than like when you're going clubbing and like you're pre-gaming and like pounding shots and then maybe eating late night pizza. But what you're doing is like, you know,
normal social
like,
going out.
Yeah.
So like my like go-to drink is like something with tequila.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like also my stomach it's like the easiest on my stomach. I also feel like you don't really get a hangover as much with tequila.
I agree.
I'll do like a tequila soda lemon. I mean, if you have 20, like, yeah, but like if you have a few, like, you're okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, so I'll do like a tequila soda and a lemon, but I'm also like a sucker for like a really good tequila cocktail. Wait, you do lemon? Limes make me think of Acapulco in Mexico
I do lemon. That's like my thing. That's my thing.
Yeah, because limes remind me of spring break and bad decisions and throwing up. And yeah it's not
if limes good, just interesting.
Should I switch to lime?
You have
they
switched
also
to
feel
lemon.
To me like they're dirty. Like
yeah,
lime.
Why are
limes
they're so
dirty? Like mealy.
Small yeah. And disgusting. Yeah, like lemons are juicy and delicious and so yeah. flavorful. And like they taste so much better with tequila. I've switched a lot of people in
so
my life
to
lemons.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also getting like
I
a lot
it
of
as
them
my
and chaser. Smashing
yeah,
it up.
Muddled lemon in
oh,
the thing.
Oh,
yeah.
So good.
All right. So I guess we'll try that this weekend.
That's all I drink yeah. when I go out.
I'm so excited.
Maybe a martini. But anyway, okay.
So when I go out to eat, like if there's something like a guilty food, because I feel like a lot of women when they go out, they're like, I want to be healthy. Like a lot of my friends are like, most of them all go to the gym. They all somewhat like are yeah. aware of what they're eating. It's not like a diet. Like I've never been on like a, I'm on a diet. It's yeah. more like I'm eating this way. Like I'm going to eat really clean this week. I'm going to not, you know, eat fried foods as much this week. It's not okay. like restrictive. So like we'll eat like the guilty food as like a shared plate. Like we'll get one mac and cheese thing for like five people. So like you get the taste, but you don't get like.
Right.
The,
right. Is food like on your mind? Generally,
I am never like a food thinker, like dweller. But when I'm going to make a decision about food, it is a thought process in my mind.
Okay.
And then I'm like, if I'm eating this for lunch, how is this going to affect my dinner?
So a lot of people think about it. Reasonably like healthy. Like you're not obsessing.
No.
Okay. So that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you feel like ever burnt out about like eating so kind of healthy-ish?
I used to be like a Sunday binger, like. I would order Seamless four times a day, dessert, fries.
They give you discounts
penny,
at that point.
I know. So it's like free money. Can't turn that down. So it's like pasta, fries, cheesecake. That was like my roto.
Cheesecake.
That's my.
That's really funny.
Yeah. So that was like a few years ago. I feel like it was like that. But then when I started going to like Matt at the Live Method, he was like, you are really like undoing a lot of progress. And like the 2 days, like the weekend really, and I also didn't used to work out on the weekends. And now I feel like if I work out on the weekends, it keeps me on better track for the week. And then I don't feel bad like taking a day off like on a rando Wednesday if I wake up and I'm like, I don't want to work out today.
Yeah.
I used to also take off weekends, but now I feel like weekends are my main workout time. Same. And weekdays are my
and also you can work out whenever you want. You can work out 11:30 on a Saturday. I can't do that on a Tuesday.
How many days a week do you work out? On like a normal week, not like one where you're trying to be extra or on a week that's like too busy. Like a normal.
5 to 6 times.
So a lot of times. Yeah.
And okay. The way I keep myself accountable is like something that has become a habit. And again, like it's really those 30 days I find like you develop a habit. And like it has been so like ingrained in my routine where like I also know if I go home from work and I step foot in my apartment, I'm not leaving the apartment.
Totally.
Yeah.
So
even if you're going in the direction of your apartment.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
I won't go home to pick up my spin shoes. I will pay $3 to rent them because the second I go in, like,
not leaving.
Right.
It's, totally.
It's over.
The home is a vortex.
Yeah. It is.
It's a powerful force.
So like to be able to make sure I like go to these like class. I also only take classes, which is a terrible expensive habit. But, you know, we spend money on a bunch of other shit. At least this is like a healthy thing is my rationalization.
And you have Equinox, which is included.
Yeah. So I will either like, luckily we have like a very flexible dress code here. So like I'll wear my workout clothes to work if I don't have like a client facing meeting. So I'm already dressed, or I like pack my gym bag the night before with all the stuff I need. So I either go to the gym in the morning before work. If I have like a dinner or something after work and I can't go to the gym, then I go in the morning.
It's just like now it's automatic for you. You don't think about it. You just make it happen.
Right. And I'll book the classes like a week or two in advance. And then like as I make plans with other people, I'll make them around that. Like, so I know today I'm meeting my friend for like a happy hour thing. But I told her I can't go to like 6:45 because I signed up for a 5:30 class.
That's funny because like you make it like a priority, whereas like a lot of people like because they don't make it a priority, they'll just like, oh, OK, I don't have to go to the gym this time. I'll go to the drinks at 5:00.
Do you think the fact because I know you said you wouldn't do it if it weren't so that you could like eat more.
Yeah.
But I feel like wouldn't you also miss like the moment to get out of your head every day?
100%. It's completely therapeutic. And I also rationalized that $35 for a class is a lot cheaper than $250 for a therapist that isn't covered by your insurance.
Oh, I'm doing both.
I mean, I do both here and there, but yeah. I definitely do the workout classes a little bit more. And I feel like it is like kind of like my meditation. Right. And you really do check out. And also, it, like, you do get a penalty if you miss the class, like a financial penalty. True. Yeah. So that's more encouraging. But, like, really making it a habit, packing my stuff, going right from the gym, and then, like, just doing it ahead. And I like knowing that I have this to look forward to. Also, then I would actually be more inclined to be social, because it's like, oh, I'm going out to dinner like 2-3 times this week.
Yeah.
I definitely should be going to the gym then.
I also, from what you're hearing, I feel like knowing yourself is a big part of it, and working around that. Like, you know that if you go home, you get lazy.
Yeah.
And like, you're not beating yourself up about that. You're just like making a workaround that.
Right.
So you don't have a chance to do that, which I think that's a big,
definitely
a big learning thing.
And also, like, the whole thing, like, with my dad too, like, he was so active. So, like,
yeah,
I feel like we take it, a lot of people take for granted, like, our bodies are able to do this. Like, we can get up and go to the bathroom whenever we want. Like, you never think about that. Yeah. Like, that is, like, that's a huge struggle. And, like, timing when you're doing that, like, being able to, you don't have to worry about if a restaurant's accessible or a hotel or an airplane. My dad does not fly. You can't fit a wheelchair in the bathroom on an airplane. Like, we take a lot of these things for granted. And, like, if I sprain my ankle and I can't go to the gym for 4 days, like, I will call my dad, cry, and be like, I just want to let you know, I'm just, like, having a really big moment of appreciation for everything you do. Like, I can't believe you do this. This is, like, your life. And, like, so I feel like when I work out, it's, like, honoring him, too. And I'm working out for two people. And
that's so nice. Yeah.
And he works out, too. And we send each other videos of us at the gym. And, like,
Where is he? Like, now, where does he live?
He lives in Long Island. So he lives in an apartment building on the first floor, because it's, like, obviously the most accessible.
Yeah.
And then my grandma lives on the fourth floor.
Oh,
that's so cool.
And her sister lives on, like, the 20th floor. It's like the Boca West of, like,
North Shore Towers.
Yes,
North Shore Towers.
Shout out to North Shore Towers.
Yes, it is North Shore Towers. And funny enough, so I got ready for the wedding in my grandma's apartment there, and my grandma the whole time was like, "These people are gonna have a heart attack watching a bride and all your hot friends walk out in their tight dresses and, like."
It's really funny. In her shoes.
Yeah. Yeah, when she goes to the retirement home. But, like, that's how I walked out of the lobby, and all these old people, it was like, I felt like I was on the red carpet, and all these old people are like, oh my God, like,
that's
what's
so
happening?
North Shore.
Yeah, so, like, that's really how I stay motivated too, because, like, also he goes to the gym, like, he'll take himself in his building. Yeah, in his building. And, like, if he can get his ass to the gym,
right,
and, like, pregnant people can go to the gym, like,
I think we can do all the time in life.
Yeah, I mean, there's also, like, a huge level of gratitude, which is so admirable listening to you.
Thanks. So it's really not, like, I really think, like, the superficiality of it is, obviously, it's there, like, when I know I'm going on vacation, or I know it was the wedding, like, I cut back, I ate clean, the month before the wedding, I cut out alcohol, I went vegan, no carbs,
no sugar. How did you cut out alcohol with a life?
The month before the wedding,
yeah. I think I had a glass of wine. Like, yeah, I cut out all the plans, or it was like once or twice, but like, but that's not sustainable. Like,
no,
you cannot do
that
for your whole life. And also, what you guys talked about, because, like, after the wedding, obviously, you gain all your weight back.
Yeah.
And I was like having like a mental crisis and like coming to grips with like, I weighed myself when I came back from the honeymoon, and from the wedding, I think I was up first it was 10 pounds, then it was 12, then it was 14. And then I listened to the episode, and Sammy's like, the weight you are at your wedding is not a real weight.
Real. Yeah.
So that cannot be your floor to measure by, because that is not an attainable thing.
Yeah. You're not living a sustainable life.
And also, now that I look at,
you're literally getting there for the day.
Yeah.
Right. Like, you're only trying to get there for that day, and then it's like over.
It's like that thing that you do at the carnival, and you bounce it and it hits right back.
Are you kidding? The day after the wedding, I had 4 bagels. We ordered a pasta feast. Like,
yum.
No fucks given.
Yeah.
But looking back at those pictures, I think I took it a little too far. But
I don't think that
I didn't look like sick, but you also like my mother-in-law told me, you know, like the week or two before the wedding, like you get really stressed, so you're not eating as much. And I didn't believe her, because like I'm a stress eater, not a stress not eater.
Yeah.
But it really did happen, because you're running around, you're doing a lot of stuff that like.
Yeah.
Also, that meme, how do people forget to eat? Like, you forget to eat because you just miss the time.
Well, it comes to the meal and you're like, ooh, I could just eat feathers.
Yeah.
You also just don't, because it's always like, because you have this huge motivator. It's not just because you're stressed. Like, if you're stressed, you have this massive motivator of like, or just a reason why you want to lose weight. You're not gonna get in the way. But the same thing with like, what you're saying about the reason why you're like doing it for your dad, you're doing it like for a greater reason than just mm-hmm. to be fit. I feel like that's secondary. That's what motivates you and propels you to like be consistent. And so like I always think about that. Like also Matt says that a lot. You can't just do it to be thin. Like you have to have a bigger reason why you're setting goals or trying to be a certain way. Like you can't just make it superficial.
Right. It really does have to be consistent. Also, once you start seeing results, that is like the addicting thing. And also like I follow these like rando fitness accounts, and this person made a really good analogy that like if you have a crack in your phone, like it's one crack, you're not going to keep smashing your phone on the ground to like get more cracks. And that's how it is with like if you eat one bad meal,
yeah,
that's not really going to derail you. And also like don't binge because you did that, because like okay to do the one thing, but nothing happens. Like if you do something once or twice, it's not going to make a difference. It's when you're doing it consistently.
You just keep cracking your phone.
Yeah, you gotta keep cracking your phone.
I actually feel like I've sort of conquered that like mentality of like, yeah, oh, if too. I get one
through this
crack,
podcast.
Yeah, I think that I have actually.
That's like, how you get healthy.
That, yes, but I also feel like I haven't been as motivated to like actually be like that strict or to like really cut anything out. Like even this week I was trying to like, oh, I should probably like eat less, so I'm skinny on my bachelorette, but like I still like ate a pastrami wrap like, on lunch
that's a better message for people than being strict for your, like, you know what I mean?
Like I just couldn't bring myself to be that strict to like really cut out carbs, because like I don't know, I can't find the motivation within.
You're also wearing ski clothes, so like that helps.
It does help. No baby.
So like you keep doing all your wedding stuff around skiing.
Yeah.
Except your wedding's in Florida.
Well, my dress covers my one area that I don't like. So we're good.
There you go. You avoided. It's almost like you hacked the system.
It is.
You did. All right. Let's
do some. And then you see on my honeymoon, I'll like secretly like have all this like weight like just that I've been hiding.
Okay, let's do some non-scale wins because I love this. We love this. You guys love this. Okay, should I read the audience one?
Yes.
Okay. I've been listening to DST since your first podcast. I'm a huge fan and often feel like you guys are telling my story. Weight Watchers with my mom at 13, being sent for runs around the block in sixth grade so that boys might like me someday, per my mother. Yo-yo dieting literally forever and never meeting my quote-unquote goal weight. Anyway, I'm a 33-year-old mother of two, and I started Kayla It Seems BBG program after hearing her DST podcast episode, which was our first episode
ever.
This week, I posted an Insta story of myself in a sports bra and yoga pants because I caught a glimpse of myself in the mirror, and possibly for the first time in my life, I thought, I have abs. I felt so good about myself, which never happens. We are all too hard on ourselves. And I decided to take a quick pic to make sure my mind wasn't playing tricks on me. I posted the picture. I have never been confident enough to post full body pics, let alone a picture of my stomach. So my fleeting moment of self-confidence is my non-scale win. It motivated me to get to the gym and keep taking care of myself. Here's the picture I posted. She shared it with us. She looks amazing.
This is a very small photo.
She
and you
has
can see
two
the abs.
Kids.
She has abs. She has kids. She has
that's
confidence.
My motivation.
And
she has a nice headboard.
She has a chic little plant next to her full-size mirror. Okay, yeah. So what are your... So congratulations.
You look amazing.
You look amazing. More so if you can feel that you look...
Yeah.
That you feel amazing. Okay, Ashley, what's your NS dubs?
I had pasta for dinner last night, and the day before I had fries, and I have not thought about it past eating the food. Like, I have not felt guilty about it.
Trail.
I didn't beat myself up about it. I didn't, like...
Do you normally?
Yes.
Okay. That's very normal. Yeah. All right. Good job. Congrats.
Thank
Keep
you.
Keep eating that pasta. You.
The big pasta.
So, man.
So, the other night, a lot of times, like, I'll get home from work before Avi. So, I'll be like, oh, there's no food. There's no dessert here. Can you text him? Can you bring me something?
Yeah.
That's, like, our pattern.
Yeah, where are the snacks?
Where are the snacks? The other night, I texted him, like, can you bring me something? But then I was like, actually, I don't really want anything. I'm just doing this because, like, I always do. And I said, actually, never mind. Don't bring me anything.
Did you mean it?
He didn't. Yeah, I did mean it.
Were you pissed when he brought you nothing?
It was fine. It was fine.
I said,
don't bring me anything.
No, I do that, too. And then he gets home, and an hour later, I'm like, so do we have any snacks? He's like,
right. I know.
Wait, so your win is that you said never mind?
That I, like, said never mind.
What was the... What? Why?
Because I... asked, and then I was like, I don't actually want anything. Don't want I just it. Like I'm just used to wanting and asking.
30 days of asking. 30 now days. You're breaking it.
30 days of not asking.
I'm telling you, 30 days is the key. If you could stick something out for 30 days, like for that a month. Is a lifestyle change.
Well, at some point, I just get embarrassed. Unless it's constantly hitting him up for dessert.
Yeah, no, not something unhealthy.
Yeah, like something, like a small, tiny
like
habit.
Like a habit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My That's win yeah. is that I've cooked like 4 times this week, my dinner.
Oh my God.
That was my like big, not resolution, but goal for this year. I just want to cook more. Because I get so, like...
It also saves so much money.
Saves you money. You know what you're eating.
It's cleaner.
It's cleaner. The only thing that I don't count... I mean, sushi to me is, like... Because you can't
make it well.
That, and I trust what they put in it. There's really nothing.
There's not, like,
there's
sauce.
There's fish, rice. Yeah, like, the only sauce they put in it, unless you're getting, like, a roll with lots of spicy mayo. Right. Like, the plain, like you're saying, avocado roll, if I, like, get sashimi. Like, I know exactly what I'm eating, so... That to me, it doesn't really count, but I still haven't gotten it yet, and I've cooked. So those are my wins, or my big
win.
What
a week.
What a week, guys. Well, thank you, Ashley, for being here.
I think we have a meeting together now.
You and I. Okay, see, we've all been of us. Sammy, I've been with you since 8:30 this morning.
I know. It's really a day.
All right, guys, don't forget, rate, review, subscribe, go tell all of your friends about this podcast. Join our Facebook group, The Diet Starts Tomorrowers. What other things? Just like be
the Bachelor breakdown, the Bachelor fantasy game,
Betches travel, Betches brides, everything. Go on Instagram.
Disco Inferno.
Go on Instagram. Look up the word Betches. Click the account. If it has like a little brain sign, it says Betches. Follow it. That's
because it's like it's our brain.
Yeah,
or
Betches
a
brain.
Verified check because Travel and Bravo are now newly verified.
So are all
Killing
our house fish verified.
Killing
almost.
It.
Okay,
almost.
In
due time.
Yay. Okay. All right, guys. Email us dst@betches.com. Email us your non-scale wins. Email us if you have more questions for Ashley, or just DM her at Disco Inferno. And
let's do our sign off.
Okay, I'll go first. We're always with you.
Through thick and thin. Diet Starts Tomorrow is hosted by Aileen Cooperman
and Sammy Fishbein.
Our editor is Sean Kilby. Our podcast producers are Mike Coscarelli, Sean Kilby, and Carly Rice.
And artwork is by Brittany Levine. Be sure to follow us at Diet Starts Tomorrow on Instagram and email your questions and non-scale wins to dst@betches.com.
Thank you to our partner, Impossible Foods. Some people say we would be better off if we ate less meat, which is why Impossible Foods made delicious and nutrient-packed meat from plants. So you can eat more meat, like home-style meatballs, hot dogs, chicken nuggets, and so much more, all made from plants. Impossible creates delicious meat from plants that's better for the planet, so everyone can eat more of it. Check out ImpossibleFoods.com to see how you can help solve the meat problem with more meat. That's ImpossibleFoods.com.
Betches.